Dave, what we got here, Donnie?
It is just after 2 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket. You are listening to Deep Eddie, White Elephant Day. This is the noon to 3 show for today. The Rant, Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, myself, Dave Lane, and Donnie Dew, the great Donovan, is with us as we finally integrate the Rant. And
Davey was against it, by the way. He fought against
it. Right when you said, I'm going to join the show, he's like, what, texting us off, you know, offline? I can't believe this. Never in a million years could I have imagined this atrocity.
Things work a certain way. I like my Rant white.
By the way, Corby, it's Chevy Citation.
Yeah.
Not Buick?
No.
My parents had a Chevy Citation.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and my parents had a Buick Century, which is the only C-named Buick. Was there another different one?
I don't know why I thought it was Buick.
Did you say a C-word, Buick?
Yeah. What, were there any other Buick models that started with C?
Did y'all's parents have, by chance, a Vega?
My grandparents both had Vegas.
My mom drove a Vega.
Yeah.
And it was really beaten.
Yeah.
My dad had
some problems.
AMC Matador.
Nice.
Those were big old boats.
I love old cars. Driving one today. A 21-year-old car. It's not that old.
Okay. Everybody finished their lunch out there?
Oh, okay. God. Dave. Why are you doing this to us?
Well, okay. So this is a build off of the story that was told at the Ticket Compound, that it was a late-night ticket story that then made it to prime time, and it was eventually known as the Shard of Turin.
You're welcome.
As I had taken a long, brisk walk and then went to a local grocery store known as Trader Joe's, and as I was in the frozen food aisle...
That's a weird follow-up. Local grocery store. Notice.
Yeah.
And I was in the frozen food aisle, and I felt something.
You felt stricken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it turns out I had soiled myself. Mm. And
it's like a toddler. He's unbelievable.
What happened before this that set up your bowels getting so locked and loaded, and then trigger going off in the frozen food aisle?
I had not taken my morning constitution.
Okay. Constitutional?
Constitutional.
Constitution?
Whatever.
I don't know.
And then I took a really long walk. And so it just kind of got everything
moving. Stirring everything up.
Mm. And so the point is that I had an obelisk that was in my
pants.
That
you were trying to give birth to.
And that it was shaped to my...
Why didn't you leave?
Because I wasn't
it was an emergency.
I wasn't done shopping.
what kind of toddler are you?
So I went.
So wait, you mess yourself in the frozen food.
I went to the bathroom.
You immediately went to the bathroom.
I immediately went to the bathroom.
You didn't finish picking through the frozen peas.
No, I immediately went to the bathroom, and then as the story goes,
you peeled down your underwear.
I had this obelisk in my drawers.
Oh, we got it.
And the build that Gordon had was that my credit card number had been imprinted on it.
Oh, didn't you drop the credit card or something?
He couldn't find a card, so he used it at the checkout counter.
No, then I was a victim of fraud as somebody found my soiled underwear.
Because you left it in the garbage can.
Front and back.
Yeah, and then he had to tell the bank officer.
We haven't even gotten to the news story yet.
So part two. This is, I call this
Most people have never had a part one. He has a part two.
Oh, this is actually like part five.
Yeah, so this I call the Black Friday Massacre, even though it happened on Saturday after Thanksgiving. But I was at the grocery store.
Brown Saturday Massacre.
Why does it, shut up, why does it always happen at grocery stores?
I don't know, but I was, it rhymes with ogre. I was at a grocery store.
Okay.
And I was with...
Wonder what that is.
I was with my baby son, little Wells. And so by the way,
you're the one that has the accent.
Yes. He's in diapers and ashamed of his dad.
Interesting. Yeah.
So we are picking up items. We're having people over to watch the Iron Bowl later that day.
Of course.
And so I'm picking up odds and ends at the grocery store. And it's... you know, a day and a half after Thanksgiving, and I guess I hadn't entirely cleared dinner. There was still stuff in the tract, and so I'm walking down the aisle.
I'm
walking down
me.
The aisle, and I feel like something's happening, but I feel like I have time. I can finish what I'm doing. And
so you can sense there's an avalanche coming.
I can sense it's coming, but
there's a mudslide.
And you think you're going to be able to get done shopping and go through the line?
Yes.
All with a toddler?
Yes. I have it all on lock. I have a list. I'm powering through.
But is part of this the fact, too, that you do have a toddler and you don't know what to do with him if you did have this?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
because I've been
why doesn't he just sit in the restroom and watch you?
Hold on.
As you're sitting down there going tomato-faced red. And
yeah. Daddy.
So I feel things are progressing.
Right.
But I feel like I still have time. I feel like the seal has not been broken, right?
Mm.
And so I'm walking. I get out of the aisle. I'm walking across the front of the store. And I feel something tumble down the back of my leg.
Wait, how... Do you just remain dilated at all times?
No,
What's happening?
He has no feeling back there anymore.
Why not?
It's very much the open bag of leaves.
There's no chance. There's not a chance in hell you didn't know that that happened.
How do you have no sensation?
I thought that it was still up in there.
Like, what are you... is wrong with you?
So I'm wearing joggers. So... That, you know, they're tight to the ankles. But
God.
And it caught up in...
So I immediately parked
By the time you get to the restroom, had they filled up entirely? And you look like the Michelin man?
No. So I immediately park the shopping cart, grab Wells, and the bathroom is right there. So I run to the bathroom.
You've already checked out.
No, I haven't checked out.
Okay.
I just left my cart there.
Okay.
I'll return to that in a second.
Okay.
So then I go to the bathroom. Fortunately, the stall is open. It's a big, handy-capable stall. And so...
Only one stall?
Only one stall.
Okay.
And fortunately, it was vacant. I get in there with Wells. I lock the door. And then I'm trying to understand what I'm up against because I...
You don't want to... You're hesitant to peel off...
I turn...
Because you don't want to see the carnage.
I turn the elastic...
You want to enjoy your last few moments of innocence.
And a clump falls on
you. You need surgery on your butt. You need to tighten that up. There's no way nothing's going to pop out without you knowing.
Or you just need to get the lava lamp-shaped plug and wear it at all times.
So this turns into an...
Did you... Check the butt plug, Dave.
This turns into an entire cleanup operation as I have to take off my shoes, take off my pants.
But aren't you more worried about your son, sitting on the floor of a gross bathroom?
Yeah, well, he's trying.
Well, it probably wasn't gross until you dumped your load in there.
He pulls the hockey puck out of the urinal and shows it to you.
Yeah, he's trying to unlock the stall, and I'm like, nobody, no.
You don't want to see what's in here.
No, he's in with me, but he's trying to let himself out.
Oh.
Because he knows. He's embarrassed.
He's trying to escape.
Let me get the hell out of here.
So I get undressed. I realize that the drawers, the boxer briefs, are a lost cause. So,
they're totaled.
So they're totaled. So they go to the bottom of the wastebasket in the stall.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately,
dude.
There's a wastebasket in the stall.
Then, is there a wastebasket? You sure you're in the right restroom?
Yes. Then I have to...
That would have been the kicker.
Excuse me, I need to use this.
Yes.
Then I have to clean up the joggers, and then I go commando in the joggers.
Just flapping all over
the
place.
And then I get the shoes back on.
Did you at least cut off the ankle portion? No,
I did my best to...
Scrub?
To scrub, yeah.
Hmm.
And so...
Just scrubbed it in, just mashed it in.
So I get as much done as I can... And I scrub out, you know, I'm up to
like
my
a surgeon.
Elbows. With the soap. And I get him out, and I try to hurry and finish. I get the cart. The cart's still there. We finish the last couple things, and we get home. And I get him changed. I get him.
So wait, what did he think when you're throwing away your underwear? That's going to be
well. He's not
surprising.
He's not even two. He doesn't even understand.
Oh, he understands.
Yeah, he knows something's wrong with
he
Dad.
He understands,
no doubt.
He didn't have any questions.
Like at daycare, he's like, dude, there's something wrong with my dad.
He didn't walk up to you with a diaper telling you to lie down so he could change you.
He didn't take his off and offer it to you.
He had already pulled down the koala stand and pointing at it for Dave to hop up on.
Daddy, you lay up here.
He's like, not again.
Okay, so here's the worst part.
Oh, wait a second.
Here's the worst part.
Over.
So I then, when I get home, I unload the groceries, I unload the baby.
After unloading your bottom at the store.
And then I have a long to-do list of stuff that I got to get done before people come over. So I do a quick change, but I don't shower.
What?
So I put on some fresh drawers and some shorts.
But you still smell like manure.
And I'm trying to do all of my chores, including cleaning up the back patio and stuff. And then I am walking through the house, and my daughter, who's there,
oh no,
she looks at me and she points to the back of my calf, and she's like, "Did you get in some mud?"
Oh no,
dude! And I was like, "Oh yeah, I must have." Gotten in some mud when I was in the backyard cleaning stuff up.
We took the truck and went mudding. Well, wait, you don't have a truck. Don't worry about it.
And your daughter's how old now?
She's almost 16.
16.
Old.
Why didn't you just tell her the truth?
And then I soiled myself at the grocery store?
Yes.
Oh, and the worst part. The worst part is, this is the last thing I'll say, as I go back from the bathroom at the grocery store to the cart, I walk by along my path that I retrace my steps.
Oh, no.
No, it looked like a bunch of rabbits had been there.
No, there was just a little skid mark that somebody had stepped in.
Oh, no. Somebody had the heel slip when you
somebody sued Ogre after slipping in my doo-doo.
Oh, so,
my God, dude.
So that's worse than the first one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that is.
All right, it's 2:16.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone. What a white elephant day.
God bless us, everyone.
Deep anti-vodka white elephant day live at Myers Garden. We come back. Guess what? I think we're talking gay hockey. That's next here on The Ticket.